It's interesting, these readings with, you know, Moses telling the people, reminding them all that they have seen. And has it ever happened this way, that something so great, God comes so close to us? It was all this was done. You were allowed to see all these things that you might know the Lord is God and there is no other. Fix your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens and on the earth, and that there is no other, and keep his commandments. It's a very similar message that we've been hearing over and over again. Decide. Make your decision. Be all in to what our Lord is calling us to. I see that because we keep coming on this, whether it's recent things around us. We talked about Father Mark Beard, the teacher's message, but also like the martyrs that we've been hearing about the last couple of days. Today's St. Clair, we hear about the virgins who just gave everything up for God. Everything. And so in my head, I was pondering this, and even the Sponsorial Psalm says, remember the deeds of the Lord. Moses is saying, remember what God did for you. So I think on that, remember the deeds, decide, and deny. Remember the deeds, decide, and deny. So obviously, your interior, we talk about faith. It's of the mind. What do you fill your mind with? Distractions, dissipation, entertainment, all these things that keep us squirreling from one place to another, not focused, not making any progress, not sure if we believe or not, not sure we're going to commit or not because our mind is filled with the wrong stuff. Or do we remember the deeds of the Lord? Fill our minds with what God has done for us. Journal moments when God kind of speaks a little more clearly to us. Write them down so we can go back and ponder the deeds of the Lord. Not just the abstract deeds, God is so good, God is so good. No, how has God been good to me? And if God has touched my life, revealed himself to me a little bit, I remember those things. He did those things, Moses says, so that I would believe, and in believing, I would follow him. Is that happening? So step one, filling my mind with those things, remembering the deeds. And then remembering those things, I make a decision. I decide. That word decide, that's a Latin word, decidere. It means cut away. It means pick one, you fool. I told you about the two cats. At night, it was like 2 in the morning. This was a while ago. Two cats, like 2 in the morning, wake me up because they're having a cat fight, which I have a new definition of what a cat fight is. But they're just shrieking, like the weirdest noise. It sounds like demonic noises outside. Or it might have sounded like Ellie when she's in a really bad mood, but like, out, like just like one after the other, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, for like an hour. And I'm trying to sleep. And I go outside and I see there's two cats, because right in the middle of the two of them, one of them has pulled out a bag of buffalo wings from the garbage, and they're faced off against each other. But they're just like screeching, holding the other in check. Neither one of them is getting the food for an hour. And I'm just like, come on, somebody hit somebody and get this over with so I can go back to sleep. So finally I open my door and they both get scared and they scram. Neither one of them got the chicken wings. They didn't decide. They didn't choose. They just sat there on the fence, wondering, maybe, maybe not, you first, me first, my territory, your territory. It's this petty drama that just kept them from actually engaging. And they missed. Decide. Remember the deeds. Decide, I'm all in. Throw myself in, full immersion. And then deny, and this is the gospel today, it's the martyrs, the virgins, those things that are not of God. Our Lord says, whoever wishes to come after me, decide for me, must deny himself, must die to self, must die to things of this world that would undermine that commitment. Take up his cross and seriously follow me. If you try to hold on to both worlds, this world and the heavenly kingdom, you can't. You can't serve both God and mammon. One's going to give way, and you hope it's not God. Whoever seeks the things of this world will lose all of it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, whoever denies the things of this world for my sake, that's why we celebrate St. Clair, denying the things of this world, the pleasures of this world, the expectations of this world. She was rich and beautiful, and she gave up both for God. We'll save it for eternal life. We'll find it. And it's interesting. It's not just an arbitrary rule. It's true. And we let go of the petty things that make us less than we are. If we let go of our laziness, of our self-seeking, our selfishness, of our vanity, all those vices that we talk about, we actually discover that there's more to me than I thought there was. And when I embrace Jesus Christ, I actually am true to myself. When I lose the false life here, I find my true life, my true self. It takes work, it takes effort, it takes denying those things, but I actually discover I really didn't want them anyway, if I would have thought about it better. In hindsight, I'm like, that was hard, but I'm glad it happened. Remember the deeds, decide and deny. I was going to read to you from St. Clair, but I'll leave it to you. I'll stop plagiarizing. I get made fun of for plagiarizing other people's homilies. But it's the office of reading today, a beautiful letter that she wrote to one of her daughter's sisters in Christ about looking in the mirror of Jesus Christ and seeing there yourself and adorning yourself with the virtues of Jesus Christ. That's what it means to follow him. To deny in my sinful ways, my imperfections, and put on, don, clothe myself in the ways of Jesus Christ. May we do so, deepening our awareness, pondering, remembering the deeds of old, deciding and denying whatever stands in the way. Amen? Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.